KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
The shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Zax Roma.
Everything is going extremely well.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
And we're playing like it's 1963. We're at the Monterey Jazz Fest for the evening set and some Jack Teagarden and friends. Kicking it off with Strutton with some barbecue. We'll be right back.
Thank you, folks.
You know, you can't imagine what a pleasure this is. This is a wonderful experience for me, because this occasion wouldn't happen again probably in another 100 years. At the piano, the guy that wrote the whole book of piano, we came to New York about the same time. He's from the Austin High Boys from Chicago, Joe Sullivan. Give him a hand, folks. Way back in 1924, my career started in Houston, Texas. I was working with Peck Kelly, and a record came out with Ray Miller's band with a saxophone chorus that was tremendous. It was played by Frank Trumbar. So us kids from Texas, being as naive as we were all teenagers, I guess, we decided to write Trumbar and ask him if he would come to Houston and join our band. And we offered him $50 a week. We said, that's about what we were making. But he did. He wired us back. And he says, I'm sorry, I couldn't take the job, but there's a boy here in St. Louis that would love to have that job, and he's great. And we said, well, send him down. And it was Pee Wee Russell. He came right here. The greatest. On the trumpet. Now, you know, I always feel kind of bashful because usually when you brag about your brother, they say, well, you know, but I don't think my brother takes a back seat to anybody. He's one of the greatest trumpet players in the world, Charlie. He's 9 years younger than I, and I used to change his diapers when he was a young boy. We went all through the 30s with the Whiteman Band and the Benny Pollock Band. We worked together in our own big band. He went to service, and came back, joined us again. Now has his own great quartet in Las Vegas. And now, one of the greatest saxophonists. He's been all over the world, and he's admired by everybody in the world. And what a wonderful guy. He's so versatile. Jerry Mulligan. Give him a hand. And on the drums, you know, traveling as I have all my life for 42 years, as a lot of the young fellows I haven't had a chance to meet and work with, but there's some awfully talented boys coming along these days. This is Nick Neroli on drums, and he is really wonderful. It's my first opportunity to work with him. And on the bass, a wonderful boy, Jimmy Bond, is on the bass. And this is one of the greatest thrills of my life. My sister and my mother are here tonight, and it's going to really be something. We'd like to start out now with an old-timer called St. James Infirmary. Thank you. St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby there, my baby there, dressed out on a long white table. So cold, so still, so bad. Let her go, let her go, bless her. Wherever she may be, where she may be, she can look this old wild world all over. She'll never find another man like me. Now when I die, I want you to dress me in straight glass shoes, a bob black coat and a Stetson hat, a 10-gallon Texas hat, put $20 goofies on my washing, so the boys will know I died standing bed. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Now the next number features Joe Sullivan and Jerry Mulligan, and it's called I Found a New Baby. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some blues now by Pee Wee Russell and Jerry Mulligan. They're going to have a little, you really got to hear this. This is really wonderful. You know, Pee Wee Russell, I guess, wrote the whole book of clarinet. He's the first, the finest there is, and Jerry Mulligan. So here they go. The blues, just let them go.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I first left the South, I guess, and went to New York, I joined the Benny Pollock Band, and it was about 1927. And I did nearly all of the Red Nickles and the Five Pennies records, that is, after about the first six, I think, that Miff Mole did. And one day, Red Nickles handed Glenn Miller and I, the late Glenn Miller and I, instrumental by Spencer Williams, and he says, you fellas get together and see if you can come up with an arrangement for our next recording date, which happens to be a Charleston Chaser record. And Glenn and I got together and we started writing lyrics, and I don't know, one sentence would bring on another, and we were going pretty good, and we finally wrote a chorus and a verse, and this is the way you heard it ever since about 1928. Won't you come along with me along the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet, a heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet in New Orleans. It seems just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, sorry, where welcome streets welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. Thank you. I'm gonna take a trombone cadenza. I think that's what they call it in the symphony. Oh, thank you, folks. You're wonderful. We have a gentleman here with us tonight from Japan, and I want you to hear this wonderful instrumentalist. He plays tenor saxophone, and his name is Matsumoto, and we're going to have him come out and do this number with us. You're really going to get a thrill out of this. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you very, very much. You've been wonderful. It's been a wonderful experience to play for you. Thank you so much.
Coming your way on 88.7 KRVS, these are the sounds of the Big Band Swings program. Also pick us up in real time or grab a podcast at our website, krvs.org. That was live from Monterey Jazz Festival 1963. Jack Teagarden and friends, Charlie Teagarden, brother Charlie on trumpet, Jack on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet. On the last couple of cuts we heard, the Sweet Georgia Brown and Monterey Blues. That was Sleepy Matsumoto on tenor, and Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Joe Sullivan piano, and on the bass it was George Tucker, Nick Ciroli on drums. And if you're looking for live big band music in the Acadiana area, tomorrow night on the 22nd, this is Friday the 21st, and tomorrow night at the Petroleum Club at Hyman and St. Mary, the 7:30 start time for the Skyliners Big Band and Dance. If you'd like to contact them, they have a Facebook page. It's at Skyliners Big Band and Dance Club at Facebook. And also you can email them at skylinersbigband@email.com to find out more or to book some reservations for the Saturday, March the 22nd show of the Skyliners at the Petroleum Club in Lafayette in the Oil Center at Hyman and St. Mary. We're going to keep in the 40s and go leave the Monterey and go to New York, the city of Armonk, New York. It's 1942, and we're playing like we're listening to the radio. And it's WOR for some an evening live from the Blue Gardens with Red Norvo and orchestra.
Sunday afternoon dancing party coming to you from the Blue Gardens in Armonk, New York. Off we get to a quick start with the band talking about that well-known young lady, Liza.
Truly great melody and a truly grand arrangement. Red Norvo and the boys with Stardust. Thank you. Yes, indeed, it's dance music by Red Norvo and the orchestra. A few years ago, we had, Stomping at the Savoy. Now we find we have Jumping at the Savoy, Red Norvo.
The Blue Gardens. Head overseas now. Paris for Django. The Big Band Swings program comes your way from KRVS. Broadcast 88.7 and on the web, krvs.org.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Waiter! Waiter! Bill, did you have a C6 tour service? I'm going to call a manager.
Take it easy, Walt. What's mostly wrong is your grout.
I'm sorry, Phil, but my digestion is so upset.
What you may need for your poor digestion is something that works after nature's own order. Try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
Good advice. When your digestion is upset and you feel headachy and irritable, take Carter's Little Liver Pills. You see, each day, nature normally produces about 2 pints of a vital digestive juice to help digest your food. If nature fails, your food may remain undigested, leaving you headachy and irritable. To feel cheerful and happy again, take Carter's Little Liver Pills. They increase the flow of this vital digestive juice quickly, often in as little as 30 minutes, and you're on the road to feeling